So, you want to be a DJ? One of the greatest vocations in the world, playing music for a living.
But tonight,
don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years.
It was late afternoon in central London, and with winter drawing in, it had been dark for over an hour. For a moment, the picture remained unchanged. Then an arc of vivid light spurted across the wall. Then the sound of someone awkwardly rolling over. Then the sound of someone being terribly, obscenely sick. His eyes jerked open, eyes that had seen galaxies congealed from stardust. What's it like being dead? It's very cold, my friend. Very dark and very cold. There was a great stillness. The silence that followed was, in its way, as loud as the wind had been.
If I make my bed in hell, he is there. If I ascend to the heights of heaven, he is there. If you just think about it, if the devil could ever get you into a place where you were all by yourself, he would kill you in an instant. You must bow or you burn. If the devil could ever get you into a place where you were all by yourself, he would kill you in an instant. You must bow or you burn. sustainable motivation for worship. I remember when I was coming up, they used to sometimes scare me into doing right. They said, young man, if you go to the nightclub, the angels will stay on the outside. When you go in there, they will wait till you come out. For the Bible says, if I make my bed in hell, he is there. If I ascend to the heights of heaven, he is there. If you just think about it, if the devil could ever get you into a place where you were all by yourself, he would kill you.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you're doing a big New Year's gig, right?
Yeah.
Are you going back to the island?
To Ibiza?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm playing there this summer as well.
Well, so what's the New Year's gig is Ibiza?
No, New Year's I'm playing in Vegas at the Bellagio Hotel at Hyatt.
How lucrative is that? It's amazing, right? Like, DJs are the biggest money makers.
I'm one of the top five in the world.
Do you wanna be a DJ?
Yeah, I wanna be a DJ.
Do you wanna be a DJ?
Yeah, I wanna be a DJ.
Do you wanna be a DJ?
Yeah, I wanna be a DJ.
So you wanna be a DJ? Follow me, it's easy. Do you wanna be a DJ?
Yeah, I wanna be a DJ.
Do you wanna be a DJ?
Yeah, I wanna be a DJ.
Do you wanna be a DJ?
Yeah, I wanna be a DJ.
So you wanna be a DJ?
DJs are the biggest money makers.
I'm one of the top five in the world.
I know you're doing a big New Year's gig, right?
Yeah.
Are you going back to the island?
To Ibiza?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm playing there this summer as well.
Well, so what's the New Year's gig is Ibiza?
No, New Year's I'm playing in Vegas at the Bellagio Hotel at Hyatt.
How lucrative is that? It's amazing, right? Like, DJs are the biggest money makers.
I'm one of the top five in the world.
Do you wanna be a DJ?
Yeah, I wanna be a DJ.
Do you wanna be a DJ?
Yeah, I wanna be a DJ.
Do you wanna be a DJ?
Yeah, I wanna be a DJ.
So you wanna be a DJ? Follow me, it's easy.
and we've lived as no other people have lived and loved. We've had as much of this world as you're going to get. Let's just be done with it. Let's be done with the agony of it. Free at last. Die with a degree of dignity. Live on your life with dignity. Don't lay down with tears and agony. From the time you were a child to the time you get gray, you're dying. They'll pay for it. This is a revolutionary suicide. This is not a self-destructive suicide. So they'll pay for this. They brought this upon us. And they'll pay for that. I leave that destiny to them.
I'm waiting. Elliot, would you like to share? God can help you.
Is that what God does? He helps. Tell me. Why didn't God help my innocent friend who died for no reason? While the guilty roam free? Okay. Fine. Forget the one-offs. How about the countless wars declared in his name? Okay. Fine. Let's skip the random meaningless murder for a second, shall we? How about the racist, sexist, phobia soup we've all been drowning in because of him? And I'm not just talking about Jesus. I'm talking about all organized religion. Exclusive groups created to manage control. A dealer is getting people hooked on the drug of hope. His followers, nothing but addicts who want their hit of bullshit to keep their dopamine of ignorance. Addicts afraid to believe the truth. That there's no order, there's no power, that all religions are just metastasizing mindworms meant to divide us so it's easier to rule us by the charlatans that want to run us. All we are to them are paying fanboys of their poorly written sci-fi franchise. If I don't listen to my imaginary friend, why the fuck should I listen to yours? People think their worship's some key to happiness. That's just how he owns you. Even I'm not crazy enough to believe that distortion of reality. So fuck God. He's not a good enough scapegoat for me.